Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Thank you for tuning in tonight on Purpose Kingdom Network. I am your host this evening, Evangelist Trina Lindsay Harrison, and this is our 972nd episode on Purpose Kingdom Network. Our goal here is to encourage the children of God and to win souls for the kingdom of God. We invite you to call in tonight if you have a prayer request. Our number is 319-527-6091. You can press the number 1 and you'll be placed into the queue. Or you can go onto the website at www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom Network. Again, thank you for tuning in tonight. And our topic is A Little Talk with Jesus. And this is the prayer hour. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Sweet hour of prayer. Sweet hour of prayer that calls us from a world of care and bids us at our Father's throne, makes all our wants and wishes known. Sweet hour of prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. I believe we're going to be ministered in song right now by our sister, Adrian Allen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Help.
Thank you, Jesus.
To see me the way you see me. Sometimes I see painful, but you see victory. I see where I am, Lord. You see where I shall be. Open my eyes, let me believe I am what you see. Mm-hmm. Jesus, 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 there's just something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus, like the fragrance after the rain. Oh, Jesus, let all heaven and earth proclaim that kings and kingdoms, they shall all pass away.
Yeah.
But there's something about that name. Jesus, oh Jesus, Jesus. let all heaven and earth proclaim the kings and kingdoms, they shall all pass away.
Mm-hmm.
But there's something mm-hmm. about that name.
Yes. Thank you so much, Sister Adrian, for Minister in Song. Hallelujah. There's something about singing. It does wonders for your soul. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. There's something about the name of Jesus. Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father. Father, we come in the name of your dear Son, Jesus the Christ. There's no other name given under heaven whereby men must be saved. That the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. So God, here we are in your presence. We come boldly to your throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. God, you have been our dwelling place on all generations. You are God. It's in you that we live and we move and we have our being. You are the giver of life, and you are the sustainer of life, and you are the preserver of life. God, where can we go, Father? You alone hold the key to eternal life. So we come before your throne tonight because you bid us to come, God. You said men are to always pray and not lose heart. So we come tonight, God, standing on your word that heaven and earth will pass away, but your word will last forever. God, your word have we hid in our hearts so that we may not sin against you. So we come, God, in your presence. We first want to thank you for you being God. You are the only true and living God. You are Alpha and Omega. You are the beginning and you are the end. You are the first and you are the last. You are sovereign. You are omnipotent. You are omnipresent. You are God. So God, we thank you for being a good God. We thank you for you being the only true and living God. You are the only God who sits upon the circle of the earth. Your eyes go to and fro to behold your creation. You never slumber, neither do you sleep. So God, here we are in your presence, oh God. Oh God, we love you. Oh God, we praise you. Oh, God, we magnify you. We applaud you for who you are. You are a strong God. You are a loving God. You are self-existing. You are eternal. You are spirit. So, God, here we are in your presence. Your word is true. Where two or three are gathered in your name, you are in the midst. You said you went with two or three agree on earth and touch anything that they shall ask of the Father, it shall be done. So we come tonight, God, first to
all again just to thank you for your mighty works. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your son, Jesus the Christ. Because of his shed blood, we can come boldly to your throne. Because of his blood, we can enter in by the blood of the Lamb. Because of his blood, you see us as your children. Because of his blood, we have eternal life. Because of his blood, we have forgiveness of sin. Because of his blood, hallelujah, we are children of the Most High God. Thank you, Father. Not only are you God, but you are our Father. And you are a good Father. You are the best Father. Oh, we love you. We praise you. We thank you. We worship you. We adore you. Hallelujah. God, we thank you for your presence tonight. We know you are here because, God, you are everywhere. We know that you are here in our prayer tonight because you told us to pray. So we come tonight to lift up our spiritual leaders. You know all about them, oh God. You know where they stand in you. You know every need that they have, God. You know all about them. You know their heart. You know their motive. So God, we ask you right now that you continue to use them for your glory. Those who are sold out for the kingdom, draw them closer to you in Jesus' name. Those who love the flock like they should, God, continue to work through them because you that both the will to do of your good pleasure. Now you say you gave us shepherds at your own heart to feed your people with knowledge and understanding, and they shall not be lacking, saith the Lord. God, meet their need according to your riches of glory by Christ Jesus. God, continue to elevate your shepherds, Lord. Be with every pastor, every bishop, every apostle, every evangelist, every deacon, every missionary, every elder, every praise and worship leader, every musician, every Sunday school teacher, every Sunday school student, God, every usher, Lord, every mother that's praying between the porch and the altar, every father, every dad, we lift up before your throne this night, oh God. Meet their need in Jesus' name. God, help them not to be weary in well-doing, for they shall reap if they faint not. God, help them to keep their heads and hearts, their minds turned toward you. God, meet their need because you are able. Every spiritual leader, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for the outpouring of your spirit. We thank you because you are moving. Because, God, your word is true. You hear and answer prayer. Continue to elevate every pastor that's weeping between the porch and the altar. Every pastor who has a heart and a mind toward you. Elevate them, God, in this season, in the name of Jesus. And God, remember our earthly people are in authority. God, they may be in authority, but you are on the throne. Remember every president, God, you know all about man. You created them. Every ambassador, every prime minister, every king, every queen. Oh, God, move by your spirit. Move in the name of Jesus the Christ. God, have your way tonight, Lord. This isn't about your business. It's not about our agenda. It's about your agenda, God. Someone needs a touch from you. God, you are the great physician. Someone's in need of a healing. God, you're bigger than cancer. You're bigger than diabetes. You're bigger than schizophrenia. You're bigger than high blood pressure. You're bigger than HIV. You're bigger, God. You're bigger than, head. God, Alzheimer is nothing to you. Dementia is nothing to you, God. Just one touch from you can send forth healing. We bind the sin of suicide and lose life in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, you are able to meet needs. As long as we yield to you, God, you're able to do exceedingly, abundantly, of all we can even think or ask, oh, God. Yes, Lord. Have your way tonight. Not just tonight, God, have your way every day for your children. God, we need you, Lord. I bind the spirit of poverty and those blessings in the name of Jesus. I bind the spirit of prejudice and lose love in the name of Jesus. I bind the spirit of hate and lose love in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, you're worthy. You're holy. God, let us be with one accord. Let us love like we should love, Lord. Let us care like we should care, God. Oh, God, you're moving. God, those who are mourning tonight because they've lost their loved ones, Lord, let them remember to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord if they knew you as Lord and Savior. God, let them know that weeping may endure for the night, but joy cometh in the morning, oh, God. It's appointed unto man to die and then the judgment, Lord. God, hey. Oh, God, we need you, Lord. Have your way, oh God. Have your way, Lord. You can restore relationships. You can restore marriages, God. You can restore a mother's heart back to the daughter, a daughter's heart back to their mother, God. You can restore a son's heart back to their father and a father's heart back to their son, God. You are, God, a restoration. You are a restoring God. Hallelujah. God, we thank you. God, you're worthy. We bind the spirit of addiction and lose liberty in the name of Jesus. Great is your faithfulness. Great is your loving kindness. And great are your tender mercies. Oh, God, send your word to the nursing homes and the prisons, those who are wrongfully accused. God, let their DNA continue to show up and fight for them in Jesus' name. And God, when they get out, God, make them meet on the most high. God, hey, God, have your way, oh, Lord. Have your way, oh, God. Great is your faithfulness, great is your loving kindness, and great are your tender mercies. You are a good God. And Lord, if there's someone who's listening tonight that doesn't understand what's going on in the earth, Lord, it's all prophecy. If they would just read the word, they would know what's going on. If they would just take up the Bible and study it, they would know it's all by design, God. You are in control of everything, no matter what's going on, God. You are still in control. Hallelujah. God, we praise you. We love you, Lord. Someone's listening tonight, God. If they don't know you, Lord, God, give them the desire to want to know you, Lord. If they're listening tonight, God, and don't understand the gospel, Lord, God, send someone in their life to minister. God, you just don't plant the word, but God, you give the increase. You're concerned about man. You don't want anyone to pass, but all come unto repentance. You are God, and you are God alone. Oh, God, we thank you.
We thank you, Lord. Have your way, oh God. Have your way, oh God. God, we pray as the children are going back to school, Lord. God, let the parents pray before they leave home in the morning. Let them pray, God, for their children, Lord. Let us take back prayer, Lord. Let us put it back into schools, Heavenly Father. Because one woman took prayer out of school, Lord. But God, we decree this day, we speak this day, that you will keep your children covered under the blood of Jesus. You will keep those who trust in you covered under the blood of Jesus. You will keep those who trust in you protected and covered in the name of Jesus. Oh God. Oh Lord. Great is your faithfulness. Great is your loving kindness. And great are your tender mercies. God, thank you for hearing this prayer. Thank you for hearing our heart cry tonight, God. There's so much going on in the world, Lord. But help us to keep our eyes stayed on you. There's so much evil in the land. But God, help us to keep our eyes stayed on you. God, we win in the end. Victory belongs to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Have your way, oh God. Thank you for hearing our prayer. Thank you for the hour of prayer. God, we believe in you for great and mighty things for your children. We're believing you for miracles and signs and wonders. Your word is true that they shall follow those who believe. God, we thank you. We praise you. We edify you. And God, that mother whose heart is heavy because she lost her son, oh, God, touch your heart in Jesus' name. Oh, God, you see her tears. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. Oh. Comfort like only you can, God. You are the God of all comfort. Thank you, Father, for hearing our prayer. In Jesus' name, that we pray. In Jesus' name, that we pray with thanksgiving. Our hearts, amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, O God. How great is our God, and greatly to be praised, and the beauty of his holiness. Hallelujah. Again, thank you for tuning in tonight on our hour of prayer. If you have a prayer request or if you have a testimony, feel free to call in. Again, the number is 319-527-6091. And press the number 1, and you'll be placed into the queue. You can also log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom Network to request to have your prayer request. We'll take it there as well, amen. To God be the glory for the things that he has done. Amen. If I could tonight, I'm going to come from a familiar passage of scripture, and I'll be reading from the King James Version, and it's the 10th chapter of Luke, St. Luke, the 10th chapter, verses 38 through 42. Again, this is the King James Version, amen. Now, it came to pass, as they went, that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and hearing of his word. Amen. If I could choose a topic tonight, it would be, but one thing is needful. But one thing is needful. Here in this passage of scripture, Jesus is entering to the village of Bethany, which is near Jerusalem. Amen. And now there were some who were Christ's particular friends, whom he loved more than his other friends, and them he visited most frequently. He loved this family and often invited himself to their home. As I was reading this, it said that Jesus often invited himself to her home. Isn't that awesome? How many of us would love to have Jesus invite his own self to our home? Amen. You know, when you think about it, no one should go to anybody's house unannounced. But Jesus should be the only one who can show up at your house unannounced. Amen. Hallelujah. So here, when Martha had received Jesus into her home, at this time it was a dangerous time because people were, you know, trying to find Jesus to kill him. But Martha didn't care. She loved Jesus that much that she was willing to give it all up for Jesus, amen? So here it says that Martha received him into her house. And when it says that she received him, I like to make mention how that she received him not only into her house, but into her heart and into her life and into her everything, amen? I think about the scripture in Revelation, the 3rd chapter, it says that, behold, I stand at the door and knock. And if any man hear my voice and open up the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. He said that I will sup with him. That means that he'll break bread with us and he'll commune with us and he'll talk with us. Amen. You know how we need natural food for our earthly body. We need spiritual food for our soul and our spirit. Amen. So here it says that Mary sat at the feet of Jesus. So when you sit at someone's feet, here when Mary was sitting at the feet of Jesus, She made herself of a low estate. Amen. She made herself low. So in doing that, she put Jesus in a high position. Amen. Now, a lot of times when people do speak about Martha and Mary, sometimes they like to think that Mary was more spiritual than Martha. But that's not the case, because both of them knew Jesus, and both of them were considered good housekeepers. But at this particular time, Mary chose to sit at the feet of Jesus. So when we sit at the feet of Jesus, as I was saying, we make ourselves of a lower state, and we put Jesus in a high position. We put him as Lord over our lives, amen? We put him as Lord over our situations. We crown him as King in our hearts when we sit at the feet of Jesus. And as we're sitting at his feet, we begin to worship him. And as we worship him and adore him, he begins to pour out into our lives, amen? So here, Mary was at the feet of Jesus in the position of worship. She was trying to get what she was in need of. Remember, but one thing is needful, amen? But here, Martha, not that it's bad to do, but in this passage of scripture, Martha was troubled and worried and distracted about many things. She was divided in her spirit, in her soul. She was divided in her thought. Amen? She was basically caught up in what she was doing in her surroundings. So much so that if we take our eyes off the Lord, we can get distracted by the cares of the world and the things that are going on in the world today. You know, we can be like that. At times we were distracted. At times we were worried about different things in our lives. But God is concerned about that too. So here, he calls Martha. And let me go back to this one particular part of the scripture. Here it says that it says, but Martha was cumbered about much serving and came to him, Jesus, and said, Lord, does thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. So here Martha was telling Jesus what to do about Mary. How many of us have encouraged someone in our lives to try to tell us or to try to distract us from serving God? How dare someone to tell God what to do about our lives, especially when we're putting him first, especially when we're seeking him, especially when we're going to the house of God, especially when we're putting him first in our lives? And you know how some people are trying to say that what we're doing might not be right, or how we're living might not be right, or sometimes people can look at us and think we're not enjoying life, or some people might look at our life and think that we should be doing a particular thing or a certain thing. But if we love God with all our heart and we are seeking God and wanting to please God, who is man to tell God what to do about our life? And to tell us that we're doing something wrong, especially if we're doing the things of God. Here, she was sitting at the feet of Jesus. She was doing a good thing. And Martha tried to tell her to stop doing it. Oh, God. Oh, Lord God. Help us, Lord Jesus. Help us not to be distracted and caught up into the cares of the world, but to seek you daily and put you first in everything that we do. But this was Jesus' response. He said, Martha, Martha. He called her twice. Now, I believe that he called her the first time to get her attention. And I believe the second time that he called her, he set things in order in her life. He met her need. Because one thing is needful. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Oh, God. One thing is needful. And it says that when the word need means a requirement,
something important, essential. But I like to think of it as being vital, absolutely necessary or important. So Jesus told Martha, one thing is needful, and Mary has chosen that good part. Mary has chosen to sit at the feet of Jesus. Mary has chosen to put things in order. Mary has chosen to put Jesus first in her life. And then it says that she has chosen the good part. And the good part is, it's a part for her soul, not just for her soul, but for eternity. Have we chosen the good part? One thing is needful, and that is to sit at the feet of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. One thing is needful, and that's for to be sold out for the kingdom of God. One thing is needful, and that is for to give our life to Christ. Hallelujah. One thing is needful, that we know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. When God meets a need, everything falls into place. And God knows our need. And sometimes he knows our need before we know what our need is. How do I know? Because he sent Jesus Christ into the earth before we even knew that we were sinners. God knew. Hallelujah. And he sent Jesus into the earth to redeem us back to him. One thing is needful, and that's for us to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And then he said in the end that, but one thing is needful, and Mary has chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. It shall not be taken away from her. Nobody can take it away from you. Once you accept Jesus Christ into your life and put him first and seek the kingdom of God, no one can take that from you. No one. Romans, the 8th chapter, verse 38 and 39, it says, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Nothing that goes on in this life can separate us from the love of God. There's nothing that God won't do for his children. God longs to meet our need. God desires to meet our need. He's waiting to meet our need. All we do is ask him. Hallelujah. There's nothing too hard for God. One thing is needful, that we trust God with all of our heart. One thing is needful. Hallelujah. Without faith, it is impossible to please him, for they that come to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him, have faith in God. With God, nothing shall be impossible. Hallelujah. Have faith in God. One thing is needful. Hallelujah. Have we chosen that good part? Have we chosen to put God first? Have we chosen to accept Jesus Christ as our personal Savior? Have we chosen to forsake everything for Jesus? Have we chosen the good part? Hallelujah. That cannot be taken away from us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. We love you, Lord. We praise you, God. We serve you, God. Great is your faithfulness. Great is your loving kindness. And great are your tender mercy. Hallelujah. One thing is needful. We have to examine our own selves. We have to examine our own lives. We have to examine our own hearts. And has Jesus Christ fulfilled that need? One thing is needful.
and let us choose the good part, amen, that no one can take away from us, no circumstance, no situation, no demon, nothing can take it away from us. Hallelujah. We have to hold on to our faith, amen. Our faith pleases God. Before we have the altar call, if you have a prayer request or if you have a testimony, feel free to call in at 319-527-6091. You can press the number 1 and be placed into the queue, amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I believe we're going to have the altar call right now. Amen. Pastor Toy, do you want to do your altar call? Or do you... Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord.
Before we go into the altar call, I just want to let you know that you have 2 callers on the line, so we can bring those callers in, and then we'll go into the altar call. Amen.
Okay. Amen.
Caller.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how you doing? Good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm fine. This is Michelle Hines. I just basically want to say I give all praise to God, and I just thank him. Today is my birthday, for allowing me another year through all I've been through. You know, he's kept me and kept me strong and has not let me given up. So I just,
amen.
That's my Lord testimony. Just thanking him and giving him all the praise and honor.
Well, thank you for calling us, Sister Michelle, and happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
We appreciate you and your Purpose Kingdom Network, and may God continue to bless you and strengthen you and bless you with many, many more years to come.
Thank you.
You are welcome. Be blessed.
Amen. And I want to thank God for Sister Michelle. Sister Michelle is a faithful listener and follower here at Purpose Kingdom Network. So, again, we just thank and bless God for you, and we pray that God will grant you with many, many, many more birthdays to come. As Evangelist Trina said, Evangelist, here's your next caller.
Hello.
Michelle, good morning. Look, before I do this is for Michelle. Happy birthday to you.
Mm-hmm.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Michelle. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Michelle.
Mm-hmm.
This is Adrian, Misunderstandings Allen, and I just, wow, I am like flabbergasted because, first of all, Michelle is a Leo. I'm a Leo. Happy birthday to all the Leos. But we made it to another year, and it's awesome. I had a praise report because last year I was just getting out of the hospital. I think I probably still had tubes in me. And they were taking this thing out of me that they didn't even know where it came from. They were looking at me like I was crazy because they didn't understand how I had an abscess that actually burst inside of my body and did not mix in with the blood, but flowed to another part of my body and then formulated another abscess. I just want to thank God that I am still here.
Yeah.
I want to thank God that there are pressures every day, but learning how to be with Jesus is the best thing that I have ever done. And Sister Trina, I just needed to come and say thank you. For the last 2 years, you have really been putting some prayers out in the beginning of months. and you have been able to help people get these 30 days or these 31 days or 28 days, however many it goes in the month. It's always great to start it with another talk with Jesus.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
Just wanted to come on before we end the night and say thank you.
Oh.
Thank you. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for care. Thank you for coming forth the way that you do. Thank you.
Oh.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh. Oh.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Sister Adrian. God bless you. And I just, you know, want to thank you for, you know, asking me to be a part of the ministry. You know, nobody but God, you know, and just to listen all during the week and all month to everybody on the panel, it's just, it's a blessing. It really, really is. And I'm just excited about what God is doing into the in the ministry and for his people. You know, God is still in the blessing business. You know, God will meet your every need. You know, and we all can give a testimony about how good God is. You know, just the love of God is a testimony in itself, the love of God, because we can all look back over our lives and think, if it had not been for the goodness of God, if it had not been for the love of God, if it had not been for Jesus the Christ, where would we be? I just thank God for being a part of the ministry, and you just blessed my soul, Sister Adrian. It was just a, you know, such a fight just to come on tonight, like all week. But, you know, the devil is a liar. I hate the devil, you know. But I truly believe that in your testimony, and Sister Michelle, I know God has touched somebody's heart tonight. I know he has, because he's that kind of God. He's a loving God. He's a loving Father, and he's concerned about his people. He is. God is awesome. He's amazing. He really is. So, Pastor Tor, are you ready to do the altar call? Did you want me to do the altar call?
Hallelujah. I will, since you asked me to, I will go ahead and do the altar call and then flow right into our announcements for the evening. We just bless God and praise God for the move of God, for the move of his Spirit this evening, and I knew there was going to be a mighty move of God this evening because of all of the stumbling blocks that the enemy tried to get and put in place to stop God's word from going forward. So I just bless God and thank God for the word, for the prayer, for the move of the Holy Spirit that has gone forth this evening. My God is just so awesome, and he is just so wonderful and worthy to be praised. And I just need somebody out there might be trying to understand this love that we're talking about, the reason that it is so deep to us, the reason that we get so emotional behind it. And you have to understand, See, you look at people that are saved and you get this pre-described or pre-prescribed image in your head of what they are and who they are and how they are. But what you don't understand is that God had to reach down into the murk, mud, and clay to pick us up. He had to clean us up also. And if we be honest, he is still cleaning us up.
Yes.
I don't care what the title, the position, but if we stay a being and stay transparent before the body of Christ, we will let them know that God is still doing a mighty work inside of even spiritual leadership, and that he picked us up from out of the dirt. We used to be on the bar stools every weekend, and some of us every single night. We used to have different men and women running in and out of our beds all at the same time. We used to be ones running our mouths, spreading the gossip and the lies about people. That was all of us. But if it had not been for the blood of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, God, that blood that took our black, dirty souls as red as it was, and it made us come out white as snow in the presence of God. Hallelujah. Did we become sinless? No, but what happened was we begun to sin less. Did we become righteous? No, but when God looked on us, he saw the blood of his sacrificed son, and we became the righteousness of God through that blood, which is of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, God. And you can have it too. You can experience that same love. You can experience that same tenderness. You can experience that same peace of fulfillment. You can experience that life of provision. You can experience that life of protection. Mm-hmm. You can experience that life that no matter whatever it is you may find yourself going through, it all works together for your good because you are called and chosen by his name. But to get there first, you have to accept them. And it's not hard to do. It's about believing that he is who he says he is and that he did what he said he did. You have to believe that God, the creator of all, actually created it all. And then after our fall, placed himself in the womb of a woman, came forth into this realm of existence to redeem us back from the penalty and the punishment of sin, which is death, hell, and the grave. Not only did he lay his life down on the cross, but then he got up 3 days and three nights later with all power, with all the keys of death, hell, and the grave in his hands, everything subjected unto him that God created. For the word of God tells us, for it pleases God to place the fullness of the Godhead inside of him. And now you can have him as a part of your own by simply just repeating these words after me, if you believe. For you must have faith. If there's no faith, then you're just repeating some words. But if you believe in your heart that Jesus is the Son of God, the only begotten of the Father, and that he came into this world and laid his life down for the remission of our sins, and that he rose from the grave, offering us eternal life, and that he ascended 40 days later back unto the Father. If you believe, then you just say this prayer after me. You say, Father God, I come to you this evening, accepting the gift of your Son Jesus into my life. I ask him to forgive me of my sins. I ask him to begin to clean me up, to change me, to make me new in the name of Jesus. I ask him to become Lord of my life.
Yeah.
In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And if you said that prayer, believing it in your heart, the very last thing you have to do is just tell somebody. Understand, this is not about a church membership. This is about a personal relationship. So you don't have to wait until Sunday morning or Bible study or prayer service. You can call somebody on the phone and say, hey, I just gave my life to Christ. I just accept Jesus as my personal Savior. You can go outside and stand on your steps if you got a bunch of neighbors and scream it at the top of your lungs. Somebody somewhere will hear you. But the word of God said if you believe it in your heart and confess it out your mouth, then you shall be saved. And for that person that is making that confession this evening, we welcome you into the body of Christ. Understand, you may not feel no different right now, but the angels are rejoicing for the soul that has come home unto God. Hallelujah, God. And we thank you. We encourage you, of course, to find a Bible believing, teaching, preaching sanctuary where you can grow in the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and heal from the trials and the tribulations of this world. But if for some reason you cannot, bless God. That is why Purpose Kingdom Network is here for you. Please join us tomorrow evening at 9 p.m. for another episode of Purpose Kingdom Network right here on www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. We will be broadcasting with Let's Talk About It at the Woman with the Women of the Table, Sister Adrian Misunderstanding Allen, Sister Janice Mama Hudson, and myself, Pastor Toy Chappie Daly. Please again join us right here at 9 p.m. at www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. You can follow us on Facebook as well as on LinkedIn at Purpose Kingdom. We are on Instagram and Twitter at Purpose_Kingdom. Please feel free to email any comments, questions, suggestions, concerns, or prayer requests to PurposeKingdomNet@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you, to talk with you, to pray with you, and to pray for you. Please know that we love you with the love of Christ. We bless and thank God for you. Evangelist Trina, the ministry is back in your hands.
Thank you, Pastor Toy. Amen. I want to thank everybody for listening and tuning in tonight. And thank you, Sister Michelle, for being a faithful listener. And thank you, Sister Adrian, for your heartfelt words. And thank you, Pastor Toy, for that heartfelt altar call. You know, God is amazing. He is amazing. So let's close out in prayer. Thank you, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus the Christ, we just thank you for what you've done tonight. And we just thank you for what you're doing on Purpose Kingdom Network. And we just thank you for the souls that are being saved and your children are being ministered to. And we thank you for the bountiful blessings and the miracles and signs and wonders. And we just want to thank you for your son, Jesus the Christ. Because of Jesus, we have eternal life. Because of Jesus, we can call you Father. Because of Jesus, we have inheritance. And we want to, oh God, we thank you. Great is your faithfulness, great is your loving kindness, and great are your tender mercies. God, before we close out tonight, we just want to lift up every Purpose Kingdom Network host. God, continue to meet our every need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. God, we thank you for healing. We thank you for health. We thank you for sound mind. We thank you for the joy of the Lord being our strength. We thank you for our protection and provision that you have provided. God, we just thank you for saving our household in Jesus' name. God, we just thank you because we know that all things work together for good to them that love God and are called according to your purpose. God, not just Purpose Kingdom Network, but every ministry that's on the airway, God, every ministry that puts you first, every ministry that's given you glory, every ministry that's sold out to you, continue to elevate, continue to use for your glory. Hallelujah. Because, God, we want what you want, God. We want what you want, Father. We're sold out for what you want. Oh, yeah, God. Hey, oh, God, we love you. Jesus, we adore you. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. So as we end this prayer, God, every home tonight, keep it covered under the blood of Jesus. Let your angels encamp around about us, Lord. And as we speak tonight, God, you said in your word, God, that you will give us visions and dreams. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we ask you tonight that you just let your will be done in our lives. Get your glory. God, we thank you for the testimony that came forward, God. We thank you for another year of celebration of life. God, we just thank you. Hallelujah. God, you are doing a good work and we are glad. So as we sleep tonight, God, give us sweet dreams in you. And when we wake up tomorrow morning, God, let us wake up with a new determination to want to please you. Let's wake up with a new determination to tell someone that don't know you and the part of their sin that you love them and you're coming back again. Let's wake up tomorrow morning with a new desire to want to draw closer to you in Jesus' name. God, we thank you. And God, I ask you right now, God, she's in the need of a financial miracle. God, you are in the miracle working business. God, she's sending a gift for her grandson. God, you said in your word that me and my household shall be saved. God, you said to train up a child in the way that they shall go, and they will not depart from it. God, she's sending a gift for her daughter. God, she's sending a gift for her son, Lord. God, God, I ask you to move like never before, God. You are great, God. We pray to you. We don't pray to an unknown God. We pray to the living God. You know what? You're able to work miracles. You're able to make things happen, God. Give her a testimony.
in Jesus' name. God, we thank you. We praise you. We edify you. God, you said healing is the children's bread. God, heal her, Lord. She's about to work for the ministry. She's about to work for the kingdom, God. She said, they that believe in you will not be put to shame. That's what you said, God. We give you back your word. Hallelujah. You said, let it be a quare, bosha. Let it be a quare, bosha, God. Let it be to her according to her faith, oh God. Thank you, Lord. And God, I just want to pray right now for our co-workers, Lord. God, for the jobs that you've given us. God, they are just means, but you are our source, God. Some jobs are still here and doing well because you have your children on the job. Some jobs are still standing, God, because your people are there. Some jobs, hey, boy, shot, God, yay, God. Oh, Lord. They don't even know, Lord, they haven't closed their doors yet because your children are there. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, I thank you. I thank you, Lord. And while we're on our jobs, let our light so shine that men may see our good works and glorify our Father which art in heaven. Because, God, we're on our jobs for a reason. We're there to win souls for the kingdom. We're there, God, to make a difference in people's lives, Lord. So, God, we thank you, Lord. Thank you for healing our grandson. Thank you, God, for the miracle. Thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for this hour of prayer. Oh, God, I don't have a release yet. Lord, what are you saying? God, Abel Shah. Yay! Oh, God. Miracles, signs, and wonders to follow those who believe. I speak it in the atmosphere. God, you've given us power to speak those things that are not as though they were. I speak a financial breakthrough for our household right now in Jesus' name. You'll have to say amen, God. You show me, oh God. So I speak it right now in Jesus' name. A financial breakthrough. She will not lose her home. She will not lose her place. God, you're going to open up that door. You're going to touch us in Jesus' name. Oh, God, I thank you. God, I thank you. God, I thank you. It's done. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayer. In Jesus' name that we pray. We pray in the name of Jesus because there's miracles in the name of Jesus. There's deliverance in the name of Jesus. There's salvation in the name of Jesus. There's everlasting life in the name of Jesus. We pray in the name of Jesus the Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Amen. Amen and amen. Thank you all for tuning in tonight. God bless you and have a blessed week. And to God be the glory for the things that he has done, the things that he is about to do, and Jesus' name. Oh, God, I thank you for your presence. God, I thank you for your presence. God, in your presence, there's power. In your presence, there's mercy. In your presence, there's grace. In your presence, there's healing. In your presence, there's deliverance. In your presence, there's victory. In your presence, there's signs and wonders. In your presence, there's miracles breaking out in the name. God. Ooh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for tuning in tonight. God bless you. And have a good night. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus bless. He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
I step on the seat down, I will not lose.
He saved me.